Are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, start with that small golf clap again. Build your applause up. And welcome on stage, Richard Herring.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Richard Herring. This year in Edinburgh, I'm doing a show in which I attempt to recreate the 12 tasks of Hercules, which is weird because in my first 36 years on this planet, I had done nothing that might be considered heroic. Quite the opposite. Last summer, I was walking in the Lake District with my 12-year-old niece when a small mountain goat suddenly lowered its horns and started charging towards us. I didn't throw myself in front of the only child of my brother in order to protect her. No, I backed away, saying a sexual swear word, which I'm not allowed to say on Radio 4, keeping her in front of me at all times, essentially using her as a shield. I'd like to think it was my swearing that scared the goat away, but it could have been my niece standing her ground and giggling. I'm nothing like Hercules, but the Greek gods are the only deities that really ever made any sense of the world to me. The idea there's one true God doesn't square up with the chaos of reality. Is it even possible for a perfect and infallible God to create an imperfect and fallible world? And if it is, what's in it for him? Is he surrounding himself with idiots in order to make himself look better? Like some cosmic version of the Fonz? And why does he let bad things happen to good people? More importantly, why does he let good things happen to bad people? Why does he let evil John Leslie get to watch Abby Titmus lezzing up? Whilst good Mother Teresa never so much as got flashed out on the tube after all she did for him. It's not fair. But with the Greek gods, all that's explained. The world's messed up and unfair because there are thousands of gods and they're all crazy, competitive and childish. They're just like us, but with the ability to turn themselves into swans in order to impress women. Because women love a swan. Oh, yeah, no, they'll do anything for them. Won't you, you swan whores? As a kid, I always used to like those films where the Greek gods are sitting in their heavenly amphitheatre on Mount Olympus drinking nectar. And the fact they're all powerful and yet still choose to drink nectar just shows how contrary they are. They could have any drink they wanted. They could have the best lager in the world. But no, they'd rather drink the same stuff as bees. That's insane. And just occasionally for fun, they'd lean down through the clouds, pick up a piece from the chessboard that's the planet Earth and say, let's mess around with this one's head now. Which I always thought was really cool, until they leant down through the clouds and decided to mess around with me. Ultimately, the only way for me to appease the gods was to perform these 12 tasks of Hercules. I'm going to take you through one of my tasks, which is task number 8. Hercules' 8th task was to capture a bull that had been rampaging around Crete, killing people. He did that easily. He took it back to Greece, where the bloke who asked him to get it just let it go, so it started rampaging all over Greece as well. So that was worth doing, wasn't it? I decided for my 8th task, I was going to run with the bulls in Pamplona. Then I got an email from a woman called Jeanette Muff. And with a name like that, I think you have to at least hear the woman out. She said that the bull run was barbaric and cruel, that the bulls were filled with drugs, that they, when they were killed at the end, they had their spine snapped while they were still alive. It sounded barbaric. She suggested instead that I should join the protest against the running of the bulls, which is organised by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals on a yearly basis. It takes place along the same route as the running of the bulls. There are no bulls this time. The twist, though, is that everyone has to do it bare-ass naked. Plus, this was going to be a good chance for me to see some bare ladies for free, which is always a thing. So this is how I ended up on a bus going to Spain with 50 animal activists. And I had quite a weird thought. You know, I was probably the only person on this bus who'd actually considered running with the bulls this year. It struck me that for the first time in my life, I was the most right-wing person on a bus, with the possible exception of the driver. But some things remain a constant, and the driver is always the most right-wing person on any bus. You know, it's true. At the beginning of the day, when everyone's together, whoever's the most right-wing person on the bus is designated driver. He stays in that seat until someone more right-wing gets on, expresses an opinion that he finds just too extreme for him, and he gives up his seat. Anyone who stays in that seat long enough to raise sufficient funds is then given their own taxi cab. No. That's how it works. So we arrived at the campsite after 24 hours on the bus. It was hell. Just in time for a vegan barbecue. There was bad news, though, for us. The local police had said that the protest couldn't go ahead if any genitals or breasts were exposed. They got a court order, which was a shame for me, because the running naked was sort of the challenge for me. It was worse, though, because we had to wear white clothes. The people of the charity wanted us to wear white clothes, and I hadn't brought any white underwear with me. But luckily, the girl next to me, Tracy, she said I could borrow some of hers. Actually, she said I could have them. She didn't want them back afterwards for some reason. So I tried them on. I'm not being immodest, girl. They were ladies' pants. They didn't quite cover everything that needed to be covered, if you catch my drift. But then I tried them on backwards, and just about. So though I wouldn't have liked to look to me from behind, to be honest. Which, luckily, I didn't have to. So suddenly, my eighth challenge became running through the streets of a Spanish town wearing nothing but a pair of back-to-front women's underpants, which I think is probably better than doing it naked in the long run. And I think it should be enough to put the Spanish off bullfighting completely. If they don't stop, I'm going to come back and do it again next year. I actually wrote to the mayor of Pamplona saying that next year I was prepared to do, instead of having the running of the bulls, they should have the running of the fat men in back-to-front women's underpants. I will chase through the streets of Pamplona after running after macho Australian guys. If I catch any of them, I'll gouge them with my horn, is a lot more humane than what they're doing at the moment. And, you know, I think it's what those blokes are really after, don't you? They're protesting a bit. They're trying a bit too hard, aren't they, to be macho? Oh, we're being chased by a gigantic male animal with horns. We're not gay, though. We're incredibly heterosexual. Let's all hug each other afterwards. Thanks very much. Good night.